So we're in Ballybuffet for the week, Wednesday 2:30 to 5, 7 to 9:30, and Thursday 12 to 2 and 4 to 7:30. So we actually operate an appointment system now in all our clinics. So donors need to ring the number here of 1850 731 137, and we'll make an appointment for donors, which will have them in the clinic in about an hour's time.
Obviously, COVID is going to complicate matters, both in terms of the procedures for people arriving, but also, I'm sure, in terms of the level of testing and the level of scrutiny you have to do with donations after they're made.
Yes, well, you know, we've carried clinics all the way through COVID. They've carried on, and we haven't had any issues for a number of reasons. Part of when donors are making appointments, well, obviously that gives us, we can control the numbers coming into the clinic, so we're able to control social distancing. But also, before we make an appointment, we have a pre-screening with the donors, and it's just, it's really questions around COVID in particular, and make sure people haven't any symptoms. So that's helped us with the clinics, and then obviously the staff are wearing PPE and donors are wearing masks. So really, it's actually been very successful for us, that we haven't had any issues with COVID on the clinics to date, which is great.
How much pressure has the service been under as a result of COVID? I'm sure the restrictions and the difficulties associated are having some impact. How has it impacted on the blood transfusion service over the past 14 months?
Well, over the 14 months, it's kind of been up and down in lots of different ways. Certainly at the beginning, the demand from the hospitals fell quite significantly for about the first 4 or 5 weeks, but then it recovered and has generally run about 5% under maybe what would have been pre-COVID demand for up until more recently. But actually in the last 5 weeks, we've seen issues at above 2,400 every week, which even before COVID, that would have been a very high week of issues, and we've seen it the last 5 weeks. So I think what you're seeing is the hospitals playing catch up. So that is having a very significant impact on our supplies. And at the same time, collections have actually been quite good again during the whole COVID period because, for want of a better thing, people haven't got anything else to be doing. So in some ways, it was their only social occasion was to go out to the local blood donation clinic. Again, that's changing a little bit now with lockdown easing. The activities are back. The kids are back playing sports. So again, people aren't as available as they have been before. So what we've seen is in the last number of weeks, every week our supplies are probably about 200 or 300 units less by the end of the week than they were at the start of the week. And over a period of weeks, that becomes an issue for us.
And given that the hospitals are probably likely to keep on playing catch-up for the next coming weeks, that could become a bigger problem if you can't get better and more regular supplies in.
Absolutely, and all indications are that that is going to be the case with the hospitals, that they will be very busy. I suppose one of the pluses we have now is that we're able to travel again, so we haven't been able to come to Donegal for quite some time, so now we're back in Ballybuffet this week, so that's great. It means that you know, we can tap into a panel that really we haven't been able to go to for quite some time, whereas some other panels we've had to actually go back to more than we would like, particularly around the large urban areas. So it's definitely a chance for us to kind of give donors a chance to give blood again. We've actually put extra capacity into the clinics in Ballybuffet, and we're looking for new donors in particular. As again, we've been quite restricted in terms of how we've been able to take new donors on, but in Ballybuffet we've extra nurses on so that we can get new donors and get as many people through as possible.